from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We have breaking news on what the Steelers are doing to replace Cam Johnston. I'm not going to make it seem like it was the same way I reacted to TJ Watt tearing his pec and missing substantial time or any other major injury like Ben with his elbow against Seattle in the home opener back in 2019. But I will confess, on my couch down in my man cave yesterday, when I saw the replay of the Johnston hit and then the way he came off the field, I was acting like the Steelers had just lost one of their best players.
Well, if they're going to continue to try to win games the way they did yesterday, they did.
I looked at Johnston as one of their biggest moves in the offseason, in one of the places where they were going to make their biggest jump from a year ago. They had the worst punter in the NFL in Presley Harvin, and the stats on Johnston, he's a top five NFL punter. He's got a cool Australian accent. He looks like Bill Burr. I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff to like about the guy. He averaged 50 yards a punt, thank you, in yesterday's game. He's a weapon.
Oh, I thought you were talking about his replacement's punting averages, my friend.
No, I think he averaged 51 yards or 52 yards a punt yesterday.
I was getting ahead of my skis here because you were waxing rhapsodic about Cameron Johnston.
I mean, am I overdoing it with Johnston, Donnie? Were you very excited about a punter for once in your life? I think we've watched so much bad punting here for a long time that getting an upper echelon, dare I say, elite punter, I thought was going to make a big difference for this team in 2020.
Well, he did only. You mean one where you watch the broadcast and actually see the returner have to back up?
Yes.
To haul it in?
Technically, he only had a 37.5 net, though.
Well, he punted one. I think he outkicked his coverage on one of them.
He had a 58-yarder and a 45-yarder. But that's all right, boys. Now, there was a lot of concern. I heard Austin Bechtold posit this on the midday show, on the Joe show today, and Joe and Bob reacted with the appropriate amount of revulsion and horror. He said, what if they make a call to Presley Harvin? They're not doing that, Donnie. They've made a call to another somewhat familiar face, a man named Corliss Waitman, a man who averaged on 7 punts with the Steelers in 2021, 52.1 yards per punt, a net of 42.6. He then led the league in punts the next year with Denver with 96.
And I can't think, did he punt for San Francisco too? No.
He's only punted for two teams. He's punted 103 times, 46.9, and then a 41.5 net. He is from Suriname. He was born in Belgium, Donnie, but he's from the country of Suriname. Can you tell me what continent Suriname is on? Just give me a continent. It ain't Antarctica, and it ain't Australia, and you could probably guess it ain't North America.
Africa.
South America, my friend. It's right in there with French Guiana and Venezuela.
I wanted to say South America.
Right in there. It's right up at the tip of South America.
I believe the gentleman is from Asia.
I believe the gentleman is from Mars.
I always liked Waitman. I didn't understand when he's been available on other teams' practice squads the last couple of years why the Steelers didn't get rid of Harvin and go to Waitman. I thought last year when Wing came in and punted after like a 10-year exodus that he was still better than Harvin. Tomlin had a very soft spot for Harvin because the guy was a great college punter at Georgia Tech. And we know he went through personal tragedy with his dad dying. And I think Tomlin felt like that affected his punting 2 years ago and wanted to give him a mulligan on that season. And then it continued to happen last year. I've heard multiple people say they never thought the guy really got in football shape. Not that your punter needs to look like
Adonis.
J.J. Watt in just underwear.
But if you're going to be an out-of-shape punter, you better be, or an out-of-shape specialist, you better be Sebastian Janikowski.
Exactly. You better be like smoking cigarettes and then knocking in 60-yard field goals are in this equivalent, punting the ball 55 yards and pinning people deep.
I think this guy, Johnson was a really good punter, obviously, for the reasons you laid out. I think I have hope that he might actually be solid. And honestly, solid the rest of the year, if he doesn't get hurt too, would be a massive upgrade over what they had with Harvin.
He's better than Harvin.
That's just, give me like a 42 net, you know, average, 43 maybe.
Don't be one of the guys when we come in here on Monday and we're saying the punter was so bad today and contributed to their loss, which we've done several times over the last few seasons, which was a Tomlin blind spot.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.